بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The ayat that we read, in which Allah Ta'ala advised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be lenient with the Sahaba, overlook their mistake which they had made, and show kindness to them, and not only to forgive them, but still to make them his confidantes. That is, make mashura with them, keep them close. So with regard to the mashura, Allah Ta'ala says, before that, fa'fu anhum, forgive them, wastaghfir lahum, and seek forgiveness for them by Allah Ta'ala. And more than that, washawirhum fil amr, and still make mashura with them, consult with them in all different matters of deen, etc. That is, the one is you forgive somebody, but then you avoid him, you keep your distance from him. Allah said, no, keep them close, and make mashura, so much put confidence in them. And yeah, with regard to mashura, further Allah says, and few very important adab, etiquettes of mashura and of life, Allah explains here. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ پھر جب قصد کر چکا تو کام کا تو پھر بھروسہ کر اللہ پر. After making mashura, and you have taken the different views, and you take, and now you make a decision, then remain firm on that decision now, and put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. This is a very important aspect. Mashura is also one of the means, sabab, to reach a point of goodness. And whenever a person, there is some matter to be decided upon, if a person thinks himself, no matter how intelligent, far thinking he is, foresight, deep insight he has got, but there are many aspects which his mind does not go to. When you make mashura, sometimes an ordinary person will give a point which you never thought about also. So different views will come in the mashura, then it will be easy, especially if there is sincerity, to make a correct decision. After you thought this is the best to do, but when you saw the views of the other people, you saw there are different angles to it. Now to make a decision is much more easy. So after taking all the views, then make a decision, Allah Ta'ala says. And now the decision you have made, after taking everyone's views, and based on sincerity for the goodness of what is being discussed, then put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, another very important point that is brought to our attention, that don't trust the mashura also. Or put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Use the mashura as a means to reach a good decision, but don't put your trust in the mashura. Mashura trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. And this applies in all matters. We take medicine, it's a means. And it is sunnah to take medicine, correct medicine, permissible medicine. But don't put your trust in the medicine. That is totally haram. Put your trust only on Allah Ta'ala. Do business, open your shop, run your business. It is sunnah, and do it according to Sharia. It's very good, but don't put your trust in the shop. Your rozi is only from Allah Ta'ala. It's not your shop that can give you your rozi. The very same shop, for how many people, becomes the cause of great loss. You go insolvent, etc. So the shop itself is not your razzaq. Doesn't give you your rozi. Allah alone gives your rozi. So in all matters, even in a great deeni matter like mashura, and with the sahaba, Allah says, don't put your trust in that mashura. What you have decided, make your decision, but now put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala. So that is the correct way to go forward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah ko muhabbat hai tawakkul wale se. Allah loves those people who put their trust only in Allah Ta'ala. Today, unfortunately, generally in all matters, our trust is in our own intelligence and brains. that we know how to do things. Or I'll make mashura with a certain person, he's got very good brains and he's got very good insight, foresight, etc. Our trust on Allah is very weak, and on all matters we are commanded that we must have trust only in Allah Ta'ala. And this is the clear differentiating point between believers and non-believers. Non-believers, people of this dunya, their trust is on dunya's things, because that is all what is in front of them. They don't have deen, they don't believe in Allah, so all they have in front of them is dunya's thing. But a believer is supposed to think completely different. His trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. Asbab, to use asbab, is ayn, actual sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the amount of trust he had, nobody could have so much of trust. But he used all the asbab also to teach the ummah as well, that we must be, make ourselves paban. We must regulate ourselves with asbab. But never ever put your trust in asbab. That will be shirk. That will be associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. It is said of one great buzurg who was genuinely a very great buzurg. One night he had milk to drink, and that milk caused him stomach pain. In the morning he said, that milk I had caused me gas, etc. And I suffered the whole night with stomach ache. And on another one occasion, he was returning after Fajr home, and he saw a little kitten shivering in the cold. He took pity on the kitten, he took it home, made it warm, give it milk to drink, etc., made it comfortable. When he passed away, Allah asked him, "What have you brought for me?" So he said, "Whatever I will present to Allah Ta'ala, there will be weakness in there. I haven't got anything. All I can say is I had tawheed. I believed in the oneness of Allah." So he presented that I came with tawheed. Allah asked, "And what about that night of the milk? When you drank milk and you said the milk caused that gas. You did not say I did it. Everything happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala." So then he became despondent, what's going to happen now? But Allah says, "We have forgiven you, because the day you brought that kitten and you looked after it, you gave it milk, and that kitten made dua for you. The dua and the barakat of the dua of that kitten, we forgive you. And now you can go to Jannah." So trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. And any act which we do, even to an animal, kindness to an animal also, is very virtuous and can come to our great aid. So this buzurg was a great, great buzurg also. But this one error of his, and he could have been completely given the worst punishment. But that dua of that kitten saved him. So wherever we can do any good deed to anyone, to any creation of Allah, we must not hesitate. We must do it. We don't know which we think is a small deed that will come to our aid and save us on the day of Qiyamah. We must not think that our great, great ibadat is going to save us. We don't know what weakness can come out. All the ibadat we do, we don't know, maybe there is some riya, show in that ibadat. Maybe we are suffering from pride in our life. Without knowing it, pride is concealed in our actions. And that pride which is hidden in humility, it's very hard to detect it. To treat it is even much more harder. In the same way, that sincere, that show to do things for name and fame, which is hidden in sincerity, you can't see it also, you can't recognize it. And how are you going to treat it? So we don't know what our amal will be like on the day of Qiyamah. Wherever we can, we should do good deeds. Though they look small, but do those little deeds. They will come to our great aid. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.